Welcome to this week's edition of the Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. This week, we're talking about Clubhouse. What is it? Why is it so popular? And how do you get one of those exclusive invites? Stay to the end. And if you do, you might win an invite. First of all, our episode this week with Norman Crowley has been incredibly popular and really inspiring guest. So go back and listen to that if you haven't already. It's probably our most popular episode of the year so far. If you're not following us on YouTube, go to Mr. Gary Fox and follow us there. Just go to YouTube, type in Mr. Gary Fox, and all our videos are going up there weekly. So let's kick off straight in with Clubhouse. What is it? It's probably the most talked about app of 2021 apart from TikTok. So it's essentially like live podcasting. So it's what we're doing now. So if you're instead of you're listening to me on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to me, you could literally be listening to me on your phone. And then you could swipe up or just click record and send me a message. And you can actually go live with me then in the room. So it's like live podcasting. But there's some drawbacks to it. And there's also some flaws to it. Why is it so popular though? Why has it just been so buzzy? It's a combination of things, really. It's timing. Everyone is so bored and stuck in their house during lockdown. That is definitely a big part of it. People have more free time. And why it got so popular was it launched, I think, just during lockdown. And a lot of people had free time. A lot of people were at home. And a lot of celebrities and profile people, high profile people in the States jumped on it straight away. And there's an exclusivity factor to it. So last week, Elon Musk hosted a couple of rooms. And that drew a lot of attention because anything Elon does draws attention. He also tweeted to Vladimir Putin, "Hey, do you fancy a chat on Clubhouse?" And it's just got that exclusivity factor. You can literally go in and listen to a room. It's like being in a conference. It's like being in a live conference. And that sounds boring, but it's not really. It's got a valuation of $1 billion 9 months after it started. And it's also got 6 million active users, which is not a lot. And that's part of the beauty of it. I think that's part of the reason why it's been so popular so far is the fact that it has an element of exclusivity. And it's also quite intimate because 6 million might sound like a lot, but when you consider there's hundreds of millions and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of users on Instagram, it's quite exclusive. It's less noisy as well. And we'll talk about the pros and cons later. So how does it work? So you grab your phone, which we'll talk about later. It can't be an Android device. You grab your phone, you're in Clubhouse, you click go live. Can start a room. So I could start the Entrepreneur Experiment Room. And then you could come and join me and you could come listen. But I can also invite you to participate. So you could be like my co-host, or we could have a panel, or we could just have a lot of people talking together. That does sound like a lot of work though. It does sound quite noisy and it can be at times. Now I'll make a disclaimer here. I have not played around with this very much. I've played around with it a little, but not a lot. Because I prefer podcasts, if I'm very honest. You can listen to this podcast today. You can listen to it in 6 months. You can listen to it in 12 months. With Clubhouse, it's live. And there's no recordings. So if you miss it, you miss it. And to be honest, that's the main reason why I haven't used it so much. Because a lot of the content is US-based. So it's skewed towards US times. Because if Elon Musk or whoever it is goes live at 10 p.m. at night US, we're asleep. So to be honest, that's why I haven't been on it so much. Because it's like you have to pre-commit to going on and you have to be on at a certain time. What I love about podcasting is I can record this right now on a Sunday morning and then you can listen to it tomorrow, Monday when it comes out, or you can listen to it in a week, in 6 months, in 12 months, because it's a lot of work. Like doing a podcast or even hosting a live chat is a lot of work. There's a lot of prep, unless you're talking about something you're extremely comfortable with. There's a bit of prep involved. You want to think about what you're going to say. I think that's slightly the problem. I've listened to some chats on it and they've just been a bit chaotic. They've been a bit all over the place. Just people kind of spouting whatever comes to the top of their mind. And it can be a bit of a talking shop. It can be a bit of, oh, I agree with the previous speaker and I'd like to echo his comments. And it does feel like an Irish County Council meeting at times. But there's something magic to it. There is something unique and something raw to it. But it does sound a bit familiar. If any of you are familiar with Stereo app, in the last 2-3 weeks, you cannot go on Instagram or YouTube without seeing an influencer or high profile person promoting the Stereo app. I'm still waiting for my invite, by the way. So what is that? That's essentially the same thing. It's you go live. They go, if any of you follow Daniel Luisi, Asheville YouTube, he's been going live numerous times over the last couple of weeks, and he's been doing it really cleverly. He's been doing it just before his YouTube channel goes live. So he'll go on, he'll do a live chat, and with the Stereo app, you can chat live with him, and you can literally send him a voice note message, and he can answer it straight away live on air. So it's a very good way of using it to get engagement for something else. And I think that's why Clubhouse could work with something else. If you're promoting, you know, a specific thing that's going live at a specific time, you know, I think it could work really well for sport, as in go on straight away after and chat, or go on at halftime and chat live. I think it could work very well for that. So I think there is uses for it, but there are a lot of competition. There's an Irish version as well called Lemur. That's been on the go for quite a couple of years as well. So there is a lot of competition in the space. Do I think it'll work? I don't know. And I've got a couple of experts to help me. I haven't played around with this enough. There's two guys I know who are always on the first app. Whenever it comes out, these two guys are always all over it. They're going to tell me. First up, we've Tom Arnold, the founder of The Go House. He's also been on the pod last December. Go back and listen to his episode if you haven't already.
Yeah, Clubhouse is an interesting one. I don't really like it anymore. I signed up because of the hype and because they, like Andreessen Horowitz, had invested into them. But I've been on it for the past 2 or 3 weeks, and there's a couple of key problems with it. So because it's all live events and there's no recording type feature, all my favorite American people like Eric Weinstein, or when Andreessen Horowitz himself comes on, or, you know, when Elon Musk came on with the founder of Robinhood a couple of weeks ago, I just wasn't able to listen to it because the time zones are just far too different between here and Ireland. And there's not a huge amount of people in the Irish UK scene that I'd actually want to listen to. So I think that's a key problem. And the other issue is that I don't think the explore feature is great. You are prompted different rooms to join based on the interest that you put down on the app. But I think they could do a bit of work around, could they create an algorithm to suggest rooms that I'd like to join? I think the push notification feature is good, obviously, to prompt you to go back to the app. But if I didn't have that push notification on my phone, I'm not sure if I'd ever log into the app. So I think they've got potential to basically become very good or to go to zero. And I think that's why Andreessen Horowitz recently put more money into them, and they have that valuation of $1 billion. They've probably pumped in 40 or 50 million and have said, look, by the way, they are a team of 10 people. So they are very, very lean, and they've been given now the rocket fuel in the form of capital to try and send this thing to the moon, because there's not too many social platforms that have succeeded over the course of history. And they're definitely up there with the top incumbents at this current moment in time. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Clubhouse moving forward.
So Tom is pretty, not anti, but he's kind of a little bit skeptical about the Clubhouse app, probably where I lie as well. I'm a little bit unsure that it's actually going to be a long-term thing. I'll give you my full review at the end, but I'm probably leaning more towards Tom than towards our next guest, which is Stephen Byrne. Stephen is a genius programmer and someone who's always at the forefront of new technology. Let's hear what Stephen has to say.
Cool. So Clubhouse impressions. Initially, I had major FOMO because I couldn't get myself an invite. And then when I finally did get one and got on, I was quite impressed with the network of people on it. Like, there was a lot of really interesting conversations, etc., going on, along with some cool events. Like, I seen they had some actual dragons from the real Dragon's Den on doing pitches. And I think they're actually investing in people. I'm not sure if they did in the end. Yeah, I think it can kind of go a bit social status-y at times, especially the way some of the people on stages seem to get a bit up themselves. Now, it is quite a cool platform in the sense of the exclusivity nature, etc. But I think as they grow, they will lose that. And obviously that has been their kind of acquisition strategy. I think they could deal with it by kind of forming smaller subclubs and keep the exclusivity factor in that way, which I believe does exist already. But yeah, I think there's a lot of potential, and we'll kind of see how it grows or if any other platforms try to replicate it.
So Stephen is very bullish on it. Stephen has been on at me for absolutely months to go on and create an entrepreneur experiment room. What do you think? Should we do it? Should we not? Let's run through the pros and cons. So the pros for Clubhouse is it's very early. So it kind of feels like the early stages of Instagram or the early stages of TikTok. There's less noise there. As in, like, it's not full of ads. It's not overbuilt. It's pretty minimal. It's not as noisy as other apps. It's also possible to build a big following quite quickly. You'll see people who are building a couple of million followers already on the app, despite it only having 6 million users. Because it's so new, you can easily find people and easily connect. The other pro is it's pretty intimate. Voice is an intimate medium. You're listening to me now. It's a pretty intimate medium. It feels almost one-to-one. It feels personal. So I think there's something quite intimate to the... There's no video. There's no images. There's also low barriers to entry. You can literally download it and start straight away. So I think that's beautiful. With Instagram, you know, you have to take a nice picture and then you have to do a caption and it can be a little bit overwhelming. And you also have to be looking good. So it's pretty low barriers. You just literally click live, away you go. Now the cons. The cons are, and this is a big one, it's Apple only. So I'm actually an Android user. So I have to use my wife's phone, download it, and use anytime I want to go on Clubhouse, I got like a child asking for her phone. So it's Apple only. I think that's a bit of a restriction. And here's an interesting one. It's invite only. So you can't just go and download it. You need to be invited to it. Which brings me to my giveaway for today. I have 5 invites. Invites? Invites to give away for Clubhouse. So if you do want to try it out, I'll just give it away to the first 5 people that send me a message. You can get me in any of the social channels, Mr. Gary Fox. Go to my website, mrgaryfox.com. Whoever sends me the first message, first 5 messages will get the 5 invites I have. Back to the cons. It's skewed towards the US. So obviously it's a US-based app, San Francisco-based. So a lot of the early adopters are US-based, which means, again, to my previous point, a lot of the stuff is on in US time. And it's a lot of US content, which large part of the reason I started the podcast was I was kind of sick of US content. I was sick of the unrelatability of it. And finally, there's no recordings. That's the biggest con in my view. I like listening to things when I'm in the car or taking the dog for a walk. I don't really want to sit there waiting until like 10 o'clock at night to wait for someone to go live to see, is it going to be any good? We're probably been spoiled by the intimacy and the immediacy of YouTube, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. It makes us have less patience. So I think I'm probably a little bit less patient and don't want to wait around for someone to go live. So I think that's probably the biggest con. Let me know what you think though. It's an interesting app. There's clearly something massive to it. It wouldn't have got such hype and such buzz around it if there wasn't. If you're on it, do join me. Subscribe to Mr. Gary Fox on Clubhouse. If enough people send me messages, we'll do a little chat. We'll do a little experiment. That's the whole ethos of the entrepreneur experiment. We'll do a little experiment. We'll go live. We'll have a room and we'll try it out. And that's the Idea Lab for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're on my newsletter, great. If you're not, go to mrgaryfox.com. Every Monday, I send out a summary of the Idea Lab, of what we've talked about. And I give articles, links. I share other stuff like what I'm listening to, what I'm watching. I do giveaways there. So go to mrgaryfox.com, click subscribe. Also, join us on YouTube. As I said, new videos are going live there every single weekend. I will see you next Thursday for the Entrepreneur Experiment interview series. Until then, have a great week.